versus opposition battle in Parliament has reached a new level. The India Bloc Party have given notice for a no-confidence motion against the Rajya Sabha chairman, Mr. Jagdeep Dhankar. This is for the first time in Indian parliamentary history that a no-confidence motion is being brought in against the chair of the House. The notice signed by over 60 opposition members reportedly say that Rajya Sabha chairman is extremely partisan, constantly interrupts opposition members when they attempt to speak, repeatedly makes disparaging comments against them publicly. Hitting back at the notice, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju called the opposition's move against the Rajya Sabha chair as shameful. While the motion is likely to be defeated as the NDA has a majority in both the Houses of Parliament, but it shows the bitter relationship between the Treasury benches and opposition, which are going from bad to worse with each passing day. What is the end game here, and how long will this logjam in Parliament continue? We'll have the guests in just a bit, but first let's listen in to different voices on this historic move by the opposition.
जिस तरह से राज्यसभा की कार्यवाही सभापति महोदय जो कस्टोडियन है हाउस के, जिस तरह से वो कार्यवाही कर रहे थे और लगातार कर रहे हैं, जहां पर नेता प्रतिपक्ष तक को बोलने नहीं दिया जाता है, शायद वो उनसे चिढ़ते हो क्योंकि वो दलित समाज से आते हैं, इतने ऊंचे ओहदे पर पहुंचे, अपने बल पर पहुंचे, ऐसे व्यक्ति के लिए उनके मन में सम्मान होना चाहिए, लेकिन इतने असम्मान से, इतने तिरस्कार से बात करते हैं। तो इस तरह की पार्टिजान कार्रवाई, इस तरह का पक्षपात मुझे नहीं लगता कि राज्यसभा में होना चाहिए।
आज जो नो कॉन्फिडेंस मोशन ऑपोजिशन की तरफ से डाला गया है, ये भी पार्लियामेंट्री प्रोसीजर में अलाउड है। ये कोई हमने नियम का लोग कानून तोड़ के या संविधान के बाहर जाके अपने अधिकार का हमने अधिकार नहीं जताया है। हमारा अधिकार है नो कॉन्फिडेंस मोशन मूव करना, पर इन सब चीजों से हटकर इधर उधर की बातें करना बीजेपी की आदत है। आज भी वो सदन में बाधा दे रहे, इससे तृणमूल कांग्रेस वॉकआउट कर गई है।
There was no need for the Congress party and the opposition leaders to serve a notice against the Honorable Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. This notice is only prompted by their effort to get away from the exposure of the links between OCCRP, George Soros and the leadership of the Congress party. This kind of diversionary tactics will not succeed.
Okay, so the government, they're dismissing it as diversionary tactics. Let's bring in Rakesh Sinha. Rakesh Sinha, as a former MP and of the House, where it is Jagdeep Dhankar, the chair of the House at present, the question is that if there are concerns being raised on the role of the chair, that should be addressed rather than it being dismissed the manner in which the government is doing.
You know, Sri Jagdeep Dhankar ji has left a mark on parliamentary democracy by his articulation, by his knowledge, and by his presence of mind. His role in parliament, as my own experience shows, that he is very impartial. But the opposition parties don't tolerate anyone who is vibrant, who has certain lively role in parliament. They wanted the chairman at the flower pot on a chair. They want just like a chairman. This is not possible. Congress has habit. For the last many decades, Congress ruled this country, and they had the nominated people, and they acted on behalf of the individual or a family or some clique. Jagdeep Dhankar is not like that. He is a man of conscience, and he uses his conscience. He quotes the Constituent Assembly debate. He quotes the various sources, and he enriches the proceedings of parliamentary democracy. I am really surprised. What are the grounds? Can opposition count before the 140 crore people of the nation that these are the three grounds on which they disagree with Jagdeep Dhankar? In democracy, you have right to contest, you have right to oppose, you have right to make allegations, but there must be certain grounds. I know this move of the opposition is a direct attack on the constitutional mechanism of parliamentary democracy.
The chair of the house must appear to be bipartisan as well. So if the opposition feels that, and this is being done for the first time in the entire parliamentary democracy of India, I mean, never before has it happened that they have brought no confidence against the chair, you know, so they have reasons which has to be addressed. There has to be a meeting point rather than, create history, which is in a negative sense. So, Salim Dharani, I saw you smiling. I mean, you may have reservations with Mr. Jagdeep Dhankar, but there's no denying that, he is known for his articulation and his wordplay.
See, I think the qualification of the job of a vice president, the prerequisite is that he has to be nonpartisan, right? Him being knowledgeable or he's good at wordplay, command over language does not matter. The first and foremost prerequisite, nonpartisanship. For example, 2004 to 2009, we have to talk about the speaker, Somnath Chatterjee. I think he was an example. He went against his own party because he wanted to serve the job of a speaker, which is to remain nonpartisan. And which is why I again tell, under BJP, the democracy is under threat. The vice president has no job in switching off the mic of opposition parliamentarians, right? How can he do it? As I spoke on your show yesterday, the voices of the opposition parties are nothing but voice of 65% of the Indians. When they speak, you turn off the mic, which implies that you are not respecting the voice of 65% of the Indian population who did not vote for the BJP. And he's behaving as a spokesperson of the BJP party. His job is to remain neutral and nonpartisan. How difficult is that? And this is not happening only in the parliament. We have seen how the governors in states like Tamil Nadu or Kerala are behaving. They are again behaving like spokesperson of RSS and BJP. And this has to stop somewhere. Which is why we want to have an impeachment movement under the Constitution of India, Article 67B, 92 and 100. And I don't think there's anything wrong in this.
Okay. Nirina Chaudhary, what is clear is that this is a parliament where there will be no consultation but complete confrontation. But the irony is that important chairs like the speaker's chair or the chairman's chair, that is being seen now and is almost like caught in this crossfire of sorts between the treasury benches and opposition.
Yes, as far as the House is concerned, I think it's likely to be a washout. It's continuing in that fashion with a lot of turbulence. In the past decades, we've seen turbulence in the House many, many times. There was the demolition of Babri Masjid. Before that, there was the Mandal report that VP Singh pulled out, which led to a lot of conflict. There was 2G when the whole sessions were wiped out. And somehow, for this point to be reached today, that, and with a person like Mr. Jagdeep Dhankar, who's a lawyer, who's an experienced hand, an old hand, and a chair is supposed to prevent a breaking point from being reached. And that breaking point has reached. Even last session, the opposition was thinking of doing what they've done now. And this time, of course, they've given a notice of no confidence. It's not likely to go through simply because there isn't the 14-day notice, but they may do it in the next session. But it is very unfortunate that they feel so strongly that the chair has been partisan. And I think it's very, very troubling what's happening in Parliament today. It doesn't make you happy at all. And I think the chair needs perhaps to sit down with the opposition and address what they feel.
Yes.
Because Parliament must function. We cannot allow Parliament to be the way it is.
Yes,
and what
absolutely.
We've seen in the last
days. NDA has a majority and numerical strength. Cannot be an answer to a motion of this nature, Rakesh Sinha. That, yes, you have the brute majority. Yes, you will find your way through this as well. But the question is about the sanctity of a role.
No, it is. I don't accept such kind of word, the brute majority. NDA has a majority, and this majority is the mandate of the people in Lok Sabha and Raj Sabha. So it should not be abused like the Congress party and other parties. The two important points. The former ruling parties, I call Congress party, Trimul party, they were all ruling parties previously. Irreconcilability of them being the opposition party. They still consider that they are the ruling parties. They still consider Bharatiya Janata Party a communal party, a party which does not require to be in the ruling as a ruling party, number one. Number two, the most important point is that Indian democracy is being attacked both inside and from outside. George Soros. It is not some hidden fact. It is not something which we are making a mountain out of mold. He declared at the international platform that he is going to destroy this particular BJP rule, particular Narendra Modi's government. And this George Soros, and which is a danger for the India's unity, integrity, and democracy, and his relationship with the Congress Party. This is a matter of matter to be discussed. And now the Congress Party and opposition party to divert the attention of the people, they are bringing the no confidence motion against the Vice President of India. Any Vice President of India would be the person who would be supported by BJP. Right. So any chairman of the Rajya Sabha would be unacceptable.
Salim Dharanidharan, Mr. Dharanidharan, 30 seconds, please, quickly.
See, the firstly and foremost, as I'm saying, the democracy is under threat. The BJP is making a mockery out of democracy in this country, which is why we want to at least symbolize that we will fight back. That what is the job of the opposition? The job of the opposition is to keep the ruling party under check whenever there is an excess. And this government has crossed all the limits. And I think now they don't even have the numbers. In fact, if you look at the Lok Sabha, they don't have the majority without the allies. If Nitish Kumar and Chandrababu Naidu do not want to support them, then he could be impeached. So it's possible. So why not? And it's under the constitution. I don't know why is BJP calling it as unconstitutional.
Mr. Dharanidharan, Rakesh Sinha and Neeja Chaudhary, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll see what happens in Parliament tomorrow, and our coverage begins early morning. So do join us. Thanks so much for watching.